Will you pray with me, please? Loving God, we come to you with open hearts, with gratitude on this All Saints Sunday. We thank you for those who have come before us and those saints who you have called to this place. Amen. So we've been celebrating the anniversary, the 50th anniversary of the founding of the Metropolitan Community Churches. For those who are really tired of hearing about it, good news, this is the last in the series celebrating the history of MCC, but probably not the last you'll hear of how amazing the miracle of MCC really is. Also, you came in today and you might have noticed that we have on our church frocks today, not always our usual Sunday attire. So you might have thought there might be something special about today. And then seeing the altar set up here, you might have done what even those of us who spend a lot of time preparing for today did, which is walk in and say, oh, I forgot to bring special mementos of the people that I love who I've lost. Anyone else? Was it just me? Yeah, so a few of us. And that's okay. The intention is here. The tables are here. The actual photograph of your loved one or the sacred object that they owned or what reminds you of them doesn't actually have to be on the table to bring them into this space. All Saints Day is a day that in MCC tradition we have really taken on to honor those we have lost, because we, as you saw in the video that Troy Perry explained, that we are all saints. We have been through too much. We have been through so many things, and we get to claim this. We get to claim that we are blessed and we are holy and we are whole. And part of what makes us blessed and holy and whole are the people that we have known and loved who are no longer with us. In the young life of this church, our church has not been around that long. We have experienced tremendous loss. If you believe in a divine plan and divine intervention, then it's not hard to believe that God gave the world MCC in just in time for us as a denomination to become established when suddenly so many of our people started dying. Ours is a denomination that is founded in a place of deep grief. And we are a blessing to this world because we can teach people how to grieve fully. Grief is not something that you kind of go through and shed a few tears and then you pack it away and you're done. Grieving changes you, whether you want it to or not. You can pretend all you want that you don't experience it, that it's not a big deal. But no matter how much we stuff it down inside of us, grieving changes us. And when we grieve well, what does that mean? To grieve well. To truly honor the people who have helped shape who we are. To not forget them. To not feel shame that when we remember them, sometimes we cry. You know that turning point that you get to when you lose someone who you really love, that place where suddenly you find that you can tell a story about them and not preface it with before they died. When a person, first they are your loved one, and then they are your loved one who died, and then you get past that point to the place where who they were to you matters more than their dying. Jesus calls us to come out. In lots of ways. Jesus calls us to come out from our suffering. That doesn't mean that we reject suffering. To come out, as we know, because most of us in this room, in one way or another, have had to come out. And I'm not just talking to the gay and lesbian folks. Don't worry. my beloved straight friends. You're not being left out, because there are times in your life that you have also had to come out. All of us, in many ways, have had to come out. And it is not an easy thing. It's not like, all right, I'm out now. No. Jesus calls us to transformation. And just like we go through transformation through grief, we go through transformation in our coming out about who we are as individuals and about what we believe, coming out of places of shame and fear. Jesus calls us to this. So Jesus shows up in Bethany, and his dear friend Lazarus has died. And Mary, not his mother Mary, but there's a lot of Marys in the Bible, just like there's a lot of Marys in this room. So Mary and Martha, they're not happy with Jesus, right? They are suffering. They are in this deep place of pain, and they know that their friend Jesus, who can do anything, could have stopped this, could have prevented this suffering. And what does Jesus do? Jesus doesn't say, oh, it's no big deal. Jesus doesn't say, no, I'm going to fix it. I'm going to fix it. It's okay. Don't cry. That's not what Jesus does. Jesus steps into that place of pain with them, honors their experience before transforming it. Jesus wept alongside of his beloved friends. What does it mean to believe in a Savior who wept? Think about that. Think about that in those moments when you're crying and you find yourself saying, I'm sorry I'm crying. Never be sorry for crying, because Jesus wept. Jesus blesses our tears by sharing them. Not by looking at us and being like, yeah, I get it, you're sad. But by stepping into it, embodying it, understanding our grief. And we know that Jesus, in this story, which is building up to the big story, overcomes death. He shouts to Lazarus to come out, to overcome death, to teach us about God, to teach us about miracles, to teach us about what's possible, and yet it does not make it better. The grief was still there. The grief was still real and important. If Lazarus had just gone to the store and come back, less exciting, you know, wouldn't maybe make it into the book. But he went somewhere else. He was gone. His family, his beloved community wept, and so did Jesus. And then the miracle happened. Jesus calls all of us to experience miracles. We don't necessarily get to experience this miracle, but Jesus calls us to experience miracles. Resurrection, as Marcella Althaus Reed says, is a community event. Resurrection can happen in our lives every day. It's not just about living and dying. It's not just about organs functioning and breathing happening. Resurrection happens when we claim our identities, when we claim our place in this world, when we realize that we are worthy to step out from hiding, when we realize that we are better than the hatred that is thrown at us. Jesus is calling us to come out. Sometimes when we lose someone, I would say actually every time that we lose someone, as Marcella Althaus Reed, the theologian, said, we lose a part of ourselves. Someone you love dies and you are never the same. Sometimes we are profoundly changed. We're changed by the friendships that we have every day, and sometimes we are profoundly changed in the experience of losing someone. There are things that we fear we can never come back from. When someone dies by suicide, those who survive it are profoundly changed. The friendship that was there before could impact you even less than the way that the person you love died. God calls us, Christ calls us to weep, to grieve deeply, and then to come out, to emerge from it, not fixed, not back to how we were before, not put on a happy face and get over it. Christ calls us to emerge resurrected from the terrible things that happen. If you walked in this morning and realized that you forgot the pictures or whatever of your beloved person, if you came in here and you did bring pictures and you came up and you set them down and maybe for a second didn't really want to leave them there, because on these tables, just like when we walk in for a memorial service and we see our table with the cloth and the pictures, there is a finality of that moment that makes the thing that's already real, real. We are profoundly changed in the loss. And what do we learn from it? When my last surviving grandparent, I was already involved in this church, and some of you knew me in this journey before I was pastor here, was approaching the end of life, we moved him down here and thought that he had a lot longer than he had, and made house changes and set up a place for him to spend what we thought would be the remaining years. So that month profoundly changed me. I was a chaplain at the time. I watched people die all day long. I was a palliative care chaplain. It was my job. And I came home and lived the last days with my grandfather. And his life changed me, right? Like I'm in some ways like him in many ways. Cranky and old. No. Yes, that. And also the way that he taught me how to be a man. And how to be a human being, but also how to live into masculinity. That came from him. And yet his dying also changed me. And for a long time, thinking about living into the loving someone through dying, what does that mean? We all come here with lots of saints. What God calls us to is to honor that grief, honor that the pain changes us, and then step into that next place where resurrection is a community event. And no, he's not back. And the other people we've lost, the names we heard today that hurt our hearts so much, people who were sitting in this room with us a year ago and whose names we heard today, it hurts our hearts, and yet we are called to resurrection. To honor the pain we feel and to move forward as whole people. Not whole because it's all better. Whole because we went through something. Why did Jesus show up late to Lazarus' death? Why didn't he just get there on time, right? I mean, he's Jesus. Why? Any ideas? We needed this. We thank Lazarus for dying and for coming back and for teaching us that there is something more powerful than death, and that is the love of community. The tears that we cry are a blessing on the love of community. We honor MCC, and we are ending the celebration. Well, we're going to continue celebrating, of course, because we're MCC. But we end this series on MCC and the celebration of MCC on this moment, where we hold that complicated place of joy and grief, where we come together and cry because that's what we're good at. And we remember that we are all saints called to teach the world about loving each other, about courage, about coming out as who we are in all kinds of ways. And we teach the world about resurrection because we have seen it, we know it, we live it. We are transformed by it. We will never be the same because of the people who we intended to put on here or the people we did put on here, the people we carry in our hearts. And I invite you, beloveds, saints, to speak right now, to say out loud the names of those people who you are carrying with you. I see a lot of people crying, the people who are honored by those tears. Please speak the names into this space. Amen.